Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. This morning, we speak with the Executive Director of the UN Women National Committee Australia, Janelle Wiseman. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Annalyn.
Yes, International Women's Day happening on the 8th of March. What's the theme for this year's celebration?
So UN Women National Committee Australia has chosen the theme Empower a Woman, Empower a Nation. And this theme is really about unlocking opportunities for women to be leaders and also ensuring that women have pathways for stable and decent jobs. So that's about providing education, vocational training, and removing barriers so that women have decent work.
Why is it important for us to celebrate women? What's the significant role of women at our present time?
Yeah, sure. Well, for starters, women make up half of the population. They play a significant role throughout society. And the main reason that we put a focus on women every year and have for more than 100 years on International Women's Day is because there are a range of reasons why women continue to be discriminated against. Sexism is rife, unfortunately, both here in our community in Australia, but also where we focus as UN Women National Committee Australia is supporting programs and policies work to ensure that women have brighter futures and have every opportunity that men have to lead, to learn, and to earn as well. And because discrimination is still an issue, we take stock on International Women's Day every 8th of March to say, how much progress have we made and how can we shift the dial to ensure that we can unlock more opportunities for women?
You have mentioned over 100 years International Women's Day is being celebrated. For the awareness of our listeners, how did the International Women's Day started?
Yeah, sure. It started around the turn of the 20th century, so in the early 1900s in the United States, and it was centered around protests around wages and equal wages and workers' rights in garment factories in the United States. But since then, very quickly in the years that followed, it became part of the international suffrage movement to ensure that women had access to vote. And here in Australia, we can celebrate our proud heritage. We were the first country in the world where women could access both the right to vote, but also the right to stand for parliamentary elections. So that's the origin. But today, all around the world, people might put a spotlight on something different, whether it's trying to prevent violence against women or whether it is about ensuring that women have their voices heard as leaders throughout every sector and every facet of our community. That includes in government, in the private sector, the commercial sector, in communities, and in the home as well.
In Australia, domestic violence is a big issue, and most of the victims, as they say, are women and children. What does UN Women National Committee Australia do to alleviate or lessen the cases of domestic violence?
Yeah, look, so Annalyn, UN Women National Committee Australia is the fundraising and advocacy arm for the United Nations Agency for Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment. That agency is called UN Women. And so we are not directly working to provide services to women who have experienced domestic violence here in Australia, though we are very aware that it is absolutely a real issue. I mean, on average, one in three women in Australia will experience violence in her lifetime. But we're at UN Women National Committee Australia raising funds to support the important work across our borders. So that includes work done in Papua New Guinea, where there are parts of Papua New Guinea where as many as 3 in 4 women will experience domestic violence, that's physical or sexual violence at the hands of an intimate partner. And there are a range of initiatives underway in Papua New Guinea. For example, working in community to teach community members how to change conversations about how to resolve conflict, providing people with jobs, because economic security and economic independence can be an important turnkey. It can be an important way that women can unlock opportunities to leave violent relationships, because oftentimes it's that lack of economic security that can sort of facilitate a woman staying in a violent relationship. So those are examples of the way that UN Women is doing work to try to prevent and support survivors of violence across our borders. But as I say, UN Women National Committee Australia isn't working in Australia Australia. There are incredible domestic organizations that are doing very important work on that front.
Mm. And in preparation for the International Women's Day, I know it has started early this year, but celebrations have kicked off end of January. For Australia, what are the events happening in celebration of Women's Day?
So UN Women National Committee Australia has held International Women's Day celebrations since 1990, so for 27 years running, and they are grassroots led. So we had initially our leaders breakfast at Parliament House on the 16th of February, where the leaders, the Prime Minister, Foreign Minister, Leader of the Opposition, and Leader of the Greens all came together to celebrate our theme, promoting women in leadership and women's economic security and independence. And right now, I'm about to head off to Perth, where UN Women National Committee Australia's first formal capital city launch event will happen on Tuesday. So we'll have events in Perth on Tuesday, in Melbourne on Wednesday. We have a breakfast in Sydney on Thursday and a lunch in Canberra on Thursday. And then we'll wrap up the week with two events, a breakfast in Brisbane concurrent with a breakfast in Adelaide.
And how can people get involved with these initiatives?
So our events at this stage are fully subscribed. But I
encourage
you to visit our website. It is fantastic. At unwomen.org.au. On our website, we have a range of resources, including how to host your very own International Women's Day Breakfast. So we have a digital campaign and association hashtag MyIWDBrekkie. We have a number of celebrity chefs who've donated fantastic recipes. And we have a host booklet that talks about our theme, how you at your own International Women's Day Breakfast can raise important funds to support the work of UN Women to really create brighter futures for women and girls. So check out our website, unwomen.org.au. I also want to mention that our national partner 5 years running is Esprit, the clothing retailer. And this month only, Esprit has on sale online and in their stores a beautiful signature scarf for International Women's Day. They're on sale for 100% of proceeds. Support UN Women. If this year's campaign is anything like past years, that alone will raise about $70,000 to $80,000 to support UN Women. Visit our website, host your own International Women's Day breakfast. Check out our fact sheet to learn more about how we can all work together to raise women's voices as leaders and to be financially and economically secure and independent.
What's the message for women and the whole society in terms for the treatment of women?
We know fundamentally we have to ensure equality for the world's women and girls. And for UN Women National Committee Australia, this year's theme is Empower Woman, Empower Nation. We are working very hard to ensure that women and girls have the same opportunity as boys and men to lead, to learn, and to earn. So join us. Visit unwomen.org.au, make a donation, host your own International Women's Day breakfast, and get involved to raise women's voices. I invite you to take a stand for gender equality. Only by taking a stand will we shift the dial.
Thank you very much, Janelle Wiseman of the UN Women National Committee Australia, and congratulations for all the work of UN Women.
Thank you so much, and thank you to our listeners, and thank you to you, Annalyn, for taking time to hear about the work of UN Women. Happy International Women's Day.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.